Welcome along to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, taking you to places of inspiration and giving you ideas to reflect on. Well, tell me, Joe, why on earth you brought me here?
Well, Ian, here we are in one of the most popular places in the whole of the Cotswolds, usually teeming with tourists, and it probably is a few yards from where we're standing, but right now we're in a little side street. This is Burford, in the middle of the Cotswolds. We're opposite the famous Baytree Hotel, one of the top hotels in the country. We've got a little tourist information office converted from an old brewery, and we're surrounded by beautiful, ancient, medieval Cotswold stone houses. And, Ian, take a look around you. Tell me what you...
Well, I see. Oh, I just love this. There's a lovely timber-clad building there. Just to my right, there's this building with a big stone sign over the top saying built in 1690. Lovely old buildings and this lovely sort of like elevated footpath to the side of the road. But the only thing that I don't like about this place is there's cars everywhere.
There's cars everywhere.
It's like a car park.
It's a tourist magnet, is Burford, and there aren't enough car parks. And sadly, people are parking everywhere they can. So that's very, very true. But one of the other reasons I brought you here was if you think thousands and thousands of tourists come here every year from all over the world and they walk down this little street and they don't see something. It's little things that count. Now, if you look over my shoulder...
Yeah.
Can you see something above the doorway?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
What's that? What can you see above the doorway?
Sort of like it looks like some kind of... some kind of tile... slate tile with a, it's got some, it looks like a square and some calipers of some sort of over the top of it, sort of like quite symbolic. I'll take a picture of it, put it on our Flickr
yeah,
site.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's actually a square and compasses, which is the sign of the Freemasons.
Ah.
And down that little passageway, what very, very few people know is a Masonic temple. And not only that, it's one of the most ancient, most beautiful Masonic temples in the whole of Great Britain.
Really?
I've been inside it and it is absolutely stunning. A lot of Masonic temples are large buildings, they're in the centre of towns and they're quite prominent. But here, there is hidden away in this little quiet spot a Masonic temple. And if you come here at certain times, you will see hundreds of Masons going in to enjoy their ceremonies within that building.
Wow. So what tip would you like to share with us here, Joe?
Well, the tip I'd like to share with you is a very, very simple one. And it's basically enjoy your own company. It's surprising how many people tell me that they can't enjoy places and they can't enjoy things if they have to go by themselves, whether it's a holiday, a weekend trip away, a business trip. And that's very, very sad because I think a lot of finding inner peace and a lot of inner contentment and self-fulfillment is about learning to actually enjoy your own company. Because sometimes you don't actually need people around you to enjoy yourself. And just by walking, listening, thinking about things, enjoying architecture, enjoying scenery, taking time out, it's actually quite pleasant to be by yourself. And it's not something that's impossible to do. People say to me, oh no, I could never go and do this on my own. But yes, you can. You really can. It doesn't take much effort to start finding out what fires you up, what inspires you, and then follow your own heart, follow your own footsteps, enjoy your own company, and you will find life takes on a whole new depth of meaning.
Oh, that's an absolute brilliant tip. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Joe. And if you've got a place of special interest that you'd like to share, or maybe some hints and tips that you'd like to share with us too, then come along to our website at tiptours.co.uk.